Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Cisco. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 8th. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Geiger scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Bresciud moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Green reaches second base with a double. Bressuit scores. Cisco moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Heft now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Powell moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. Herzog scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen scores. Landreth moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and has Landreth trapped. There's the throw to Green and over to Malzone, who tags Landreth for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani moves to third. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cisco strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Bresut reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Bresut applying the tag. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hardy is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cisco takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0 for 3 in the game. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bresud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arnold Early now pitching. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell strikes out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Arnold Early. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.